a novel sub-industry devoted exclusively to long DNA, next on the program. Welcome to Mendel's Pod. I'm Theral Timpson. Elegen, a new company, is out this year offering just long DNA, up to 7 kb in length with high accuracy and a quick turnaround time. What does this mean about the world that we're now seeing the emergence of a special industry for long DNA in its own right? Here to tell us is Matt Hill, the founder and CEO of Elegen. Welcome to Mendel's Pod, Matt.
Thank you, Theral. My pleasure to be here.
So let me put that question to you. Elegen is devoted exclusively to long DNA, as I've mentioned. We have not seen this before. What does it mean about the world of biology, about where we're going in the world in general, that Elegen has come out devoted just to long DNA?
Sure. So maybe let me walk you through the high-level vision for why Elegen exists. We really view DNA as the programmatic code for a cell, and our vision is to unlock the programming of biology. And we aren't very good at it today. DNA today is slow, long DNA. Something that constitutes a full program is slow, it's expensive, and it's cumbersome to build. What companies do today who are trying to manipulate biology is they're buying relatively short, usually low quality fragments of DNA, and they're spending a lot of time in their own internal biofoundries manipulating that DNA into a usable program that they can then do experimentations with. Our vision is to accelerate that and unlock biological programming across the industry so that we can unlock this revolution in synthetic biology. We saw the revolution in the potential revolution in synthetic biology and the life sciences in general in unlocking programming for biology. You know, the ability to program cells and write that programmatic code, which is the DNA itself, as a means to really be unlocking what I think is the next and biggest revolution the life sciences has ever seen.
What does it mean about your technology and expertise? How big a step forward is this that you're able to synthesize longer DNA? I mean, I remember I was in DNA synthesis before I did this podcast. I remember long DNA was kind of the holy grail.
Yeah. Well, you know, our approach has been to take a systems engineering approach to the whole problem. Mm-hmm. It is not something you can solve with one simple fix or one simple innovation, because making long DNA, as you know, if you've done it, is a sequence of complex steps. You've got a first step where you've got to, at least historically, you do oligosynthesis from nucleotides to oligos. Those oligos, you know, today those oligos are maybe hundreds of bases long. In the future, they might be 500, 600, 1,000 bases long. But that still is not a full-length gene, let alone a gene complex or a suite of genes that equates to an entire program for a cell.
Okay. So. I mean, when I'm thinking long DNA back in my days of DNA synthesis, I was thinking the oligos. So you think we're getting to the point where the starting oligos we could do to, say, 500 bases?
I think there are organizations who are talking about doing oligos to that sort of length. I'm not sure if the technology is quite there yet, but aspirationally they're approaching that.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll get there in the next couple of years. But from my perspective, that's not fully sufficient to get us where we need to go. Mm-hmm. That might be useful in and of itself for long oligos, but mm-hmm. it does not equate to long DNA and being able to write an entire sort of biological program, if you will. For that, we need multi-kilobase DNA, 5, 10, 20, 50 kb and up, right? When, you know, a lot of scientists today are really thinking about reprogramming whole cells, re-engineering genomes to be able to, you know, be better expressors, to make special compounds, to, you know, and to do that really requires writing very large sequences. tens, hundreds of kilobases of DNA. That is not unlocked by oligosynthesis by itself, even improvements in oligosynthesis. So you can't just solve that one part of the problem. You've actually got to solve many other aspects of the DNA production process. You've got to, you know, there's an assembly step. You take oligos, you stitch oligos into longer elements. There are certain challenges there that make oligos hard to assemble. Even after you've assembled them, there's often a cleanup step, a purification procedure. You've got a tube filled with a lot of imperfect molecules and potentially a rare perfect molecule. And so we have historically, since 1972, we've used cloning to retrieve those, to identify and retrieve those perfect molecules from a background of imperfect ones. And that step is quite cumbersome. You're going onto and off of agar plates, into and out of incubators. That tends to scale at the sort of factory level as opposed to the benchtop level. So our view was, if we take a step back and really focus on the problem as we see it, which is how do you make, if we want to unlock the synthetic biology and biological programming revolution, how do you solve long DNA? That's the question. It's not how do you solve oligosynthesis. It's how do you solve long DNA? And so when you start talking about solving long DNA, you really have to think about it as an entire system. There are discrete steps, they're serialized, they're inputs and outputs, and you want to impedance match those different steps against one another. And you've got to do that in a way that gets you very long DNA successfully, high speed, right? We want fast turnaround time because one of the things that we want to achieve is the ability to iterate in that programming process. And I'll come back to that point. But you also want to be able to do this with cost effectiveness, high throughput, high scale, with very good costs.
What's the history of the company? How did you get here? You were personally involved in clinical products at Natera. That's a bit of a leap.
Yeah, well, I started out my career. I did a PhD in genetics and bioinformatics at Stanford. I was always drawn to the startup ecosystem and so joined Natera as an early employee. It was a fledgling company.
It's a very cool company.
Yeah, when I joined in 2009, I think there were about 25 employees. And then I was fortunate to be part of the, leading the team in developing their non-invasive prenatal testing product from concept all the way through commercial launch and scale up and beyond. And in that process, I had the opportunity to basically create a new technology that sat at the intersection of some of the same sorts of problems that we're dealing with in the DNA production space now, which is the intersection of molecular biology with engineering, with high capacity, high throughput operations with math and statistics. And so solving problems at the intersection of those different domains is precisely where Elegen sits. And it is actually also what we did at Natera as well.
Can you say more about that without giving anything away?
I guess I can do it. I can give a little bit of a parallel to Natera. One of the things that we built at Natera, for example, was a massively multiplex PCR reaction, which is one of the foundational pieces of technology behind Natera's product lines. It's used in various different ways across multiple products that they offer today. And it's it is what it sounds like, which is a very high multiplex PCR, basically, multi-thousand plex, north of 10,000 plex PCR reaction in a single tube, but it leverages NGS as a very high precision readout for that assay and some very sophisticated statistics layered on top of that to be able to maximize the signal that you get out of that data. With that in mind, and then we had to build that test, of course, to be scalable to thousands of patient samples per day, right? So the choice of what types of molecular biology you would use and how you would implement that molecular biology were driven by the considerations of it's got to be very robust, very reliable, very high throughput. And so we're taking that to the synthetic DNA problem. When we look at this as a system, right, it's not, again, it's not about solving any one particular problem. It's taking a holistic view and asking, what is the stack rank of the challenges that we face in making long DNA? Where are the biggest production bottlenecks? One of them happens to be cloning. The fact that you go into and out of cells, onto and off or and off of agar plates, into and out of incubators creates a cumbersome process. So if we could, say, for example, eliminate the need for cells in that process, we can make that much more scalable. So that's one of the things that we've done.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the big differences here, right, is you're not cloning. Okay, so what gets you interested in DNA production? I mean, how do you make that switch over? And also, you guys are in a pretty aggressive growth mode in a year where, you know, a lot of life science companies are kind of taking it more conservative. You're pretty confident.
Yeah, I think we're seeing some really exciting traction in the market. So we are very confident that that we're going to hit the numbers that will allow us to keep growing. And we are continuing to invest in the company. Coming back to your question about how did I make that transition, or why, or potentially why did I make that transition? I had seen the challenges of making DNA, actually, as sort of that what potentially planted the seed in my head around DNA synthesis being a production bottleneck, actually came up while I was at Natera, just in the sense that when we were creating this massively multiplex PCR platform, it was taking us months to iterate on this multiplex PCR set. The set of oligos that we were using for this reaction. And a lot of that was just wait time. And so I could see very readily, given the way that DNA was still being made and it hadn't really fundamentally changed in many decades, that there was a problem there. And then as time went on and I finally decided I was ready to, course at Natera, I'd run my course at Natera. I'd led the team for almost 8 years. We had gotten through an IPO. I built a team of over 50 people. I'd launched 5 products by the time that I was ready to leave. When I decided to go out and do my own thing, the DNA synthesis problem was at sort of the top of the list of problems that I thought might be interesting to tackle. So I really did leave almost cold turkey. I pulled the ripcord, stepped out in the void, and started incubating a number of problems. But that DNA synthesis one kept coming to the fore, and I was aware of all the dialogue and excitement around synthetic biology, and saw the reality, which was it takes months to get long, high-quality DNA that would feed this engine of synthetic biology. Well, those things aren't compatible. If the synthetic biology revolution is going to take off, it cannot take months to write the code. And so because of that, and because of my background in building novel technologies at this intersection of hardware and molecular methodologies, and I realized that I could potentially have a very substantial impact in that space.
Okay, interesting. So you were really like a prototype customer for this future customer, for this future company, Elegen. And the problems that you were solving is really sort of the core ideas that you create Elegen with. And so now let's get into that. So the vision here with Elegen is then you see a lot of companies out there, or maybe even, university research facilities. I mean, I've interviewed some, there's college in London that has its own biofoundry, right? A lot of these places end up creating their own long DNA. And what you're saying is we can do that for you. and we can be absolutely specialize in that. So let's get into that. Where are you guys at? I know you just had a recent press release where you're moving from early access to world going global. Where's the company at? Where's the product at? And what exactly are you offering customers that they weren't getting before?
Yeah, we are offering today 7,000 bases with 99.999% per base accuracy in 7 business days and very, very reliably. And that is allowing them to streamline and simplify their downstream workflows.
And you said that and took a pause. So I assume they just couldn't have got that before.
No, certainly not in that time frame, not with that accuracy, and not with that length. It is a industry at this moment. It is an industry leading combination of features that no one else, to my knowledge, offers.
It makes me think of the DNA industry a generation ago. You had all these universities and research facilities that had their own core facility for the general production of DNA, right? And then IDT and Operon, if you remember those days, came around and said, let us make your DNA for you, just general DNA, right? And then it went to that model. And it's like you're coming around and saying this again, except for gene length or long DNA.
Yeah. And I think for the vast majority of customers, that makes a lot of sense. These bio foundries that they are building or already have are expensive to build and run and operate and maintain. They don't have the efficiencies that a single centralized facility could have in making this DNA. What's missing today is that without the suite of technologies, the platform that Elegen has created, without that, it is actually very expensive and very slow to make long, high-quality DNA, but we have solved that problem. And we will, you will see further enhancements and extensions to our product line in the very near future. Longer, even longer DNA, even more complex DNA, speed improvements, etc. We have a platform that allows us to do this in a way that nobody else can, that gives us the ability to deliver a very high quality finished product to customers so that they don't have to do further assembly, further cloning, in a serialized or hierarchical manner to build longer and longer DNA. Elegen will be able to deliver all of that DNA to them very, very quickly.
So you mentioned that you're able to synthesize the long DNA as opposed to cloning it, correct? And this is why can do it faster?
Yeah, we still have a production process that involves a number of steps. Those steps are just optimized in such a way that we yield very long, double-stranded, linear DNA in a very fast time frame with extremely high accuracy. So it's about 99.99% per base accuracy. That translates to about 1 in 70,000 per base error rate, which is about 20 times better than most of your traditional non-clonal fragments, blocks, frags, et cetera.
And talk more about accuracy, how this sets you apart. 20 times is a lot more. Why is that such a big deal in this world?
Well, we have customers already using this DNA directly into their clinical development programs with no further cloning. So it's good enough that they can basically take this DNA, order it, get a receipt of that DNA in 7 business days, and drop it directly into their clinical workflows.
Wow.
And that's very powerful. You've just skipped 2, 3, 4 weeks of downstream manipulation in their own internal groups, and you get to an answer much sooner.
So accuracy equals time, basically.
Exactly.
If it wasn't as accurate, they would just have to take more time getting to the accuracy.
Right. And I'll add, so that's one application area. So that applies to pharma and the therapeutic companies who are building out those types of products. There is the ag and synbio, and also some overlap to the therapeutic workflows where they are taking short fragments today and they're assembling them into longer and longer DNA and having to go through a traditional cloning process in their own hands, which is done, implemented, that is, in it, not necessarily with the greatest efficiency. Elegance DNA is high, so high quality that they can get to the lengths that they need. Right now we're at 7 kb, but they can get to 10, 15, 20, 30 kb plus DNA through a single assembly step using Infinia DNA, and then pick basically three colonies, for example, and have a 95% chance of getting at least one perfect colony when they use Infinia DNA, which is very different, right, than if you're using 1 to 2 kb fragments, which are much lower quality. You would have to pick hundreds of colonies in order to find at least one perfect 20 kb sequence, or alternatively, and what most foundries do is they do a hierarchical stitching process where they subclone, they clone and select out elements and stitch those perfect elements together into longer and longer fragments. But that takes weeks, often months, to get to that longer DNA. With Elegance Infinia DNA, they can do it in a single step and build a 20 kb fragment, pick three colonies, and they're done.
Okay, so AgBio, some of the pharma and therapeutic. So speaking of the pharma and therapeutic, I know there's gene therapy who uses this. Let's drill a little bit more into those applications. What customers are you seeing use this and how?
Yeah, we've got customers across the board right now between pharma, therapeutics, SynBio, and ag. With regard to the vaccine space, for example, this is exactly an area where customers are buying this DNA today and feeding their clinical programs, screening through, hundreds to thousands of different variants that they're interrogating to understand their effect. And then down selecting from there and then coming back to Elegant potentially for scale up of those same fragments as well.
Is there any reason why they would want to run their own BioFoundry other than time and accuracy? I mean, is there any other reason they'd want to keep it in-house?
So for most customers, I think there is no real need to maintain or expand in their biofoundries as Elegen starts to deliver into this space. They can just order the DNA from us and move on, especially as Elegen starts to deliver on its longer, even longer DNA starting middle of this year. There will be customers who want to own the entire process for supply chain control. And we do see some of that in some of the customers we're talking to. Right now, most of those are in the pharma space where supply chain control is important for both regulatory reasons and for reasons of being able to supply in, say, a pandemic type situation, which we recently had with COVID. They need to make sure that they can continue to get material to provide them with the raw materials for their programs, even in those situations. So those, we do see an interest of those among those customers, which is it's a subset, but among those customers, we do see an interest in potentially owning or having on-site, deployment of Elegen's manufacturing process, which is uniquely feasible with Elegen's capability because our manufacturing process is actually bench scale.
What do you see when you look out a few years? How do you see this playing out? What do you talk about when you talk to your investors?
I'm a firm believer in the potential for synthetic biology and the revolution that's likely to deliver. So we want to unlock what we're aiming to do with laser focus at Elegen is unlock the ability to get that long DNA, which unlocks biological programming, which allows you to iterate repeatedly to improve on what those programs do, right? There's a challenge in that we do not not only does it take a long time to write the program itself, but we don't understand the syntax particularly well yet in biology. So, you know, we might write a program and it's not quite right, right? It doesn't do exactly what we want. So you want to be able to iterate. And so the broad vision for Elegen is, you know, really unlocking programming for biology by delivering long, complex DNA super accurately, very quickly, so that the entire ecosystem in the life sciences can start to leverage this and start to turn a flywheel around bioengineering, therapeutics, use this to really change the landscape and unlock a revolution around, we'll call it synthetic biology, but I think it's bigger than that. It's really reprogramming biology from the ground up and leveraging cells and organisms to do things that I don't think we can really even imagine today, because we're not there. It's still this very inchoate, nascent area that we're just starting to make inroads to. So we want to unlock that, and we're laser focused on that. And I think there is near-term and mid-term and long-term opportunity here for Elegen, the company that's going to unlock that very long, very rapid, very accurate DNA.
When you say we're not there yet, do you think that's because we just haven't got there because we don't have the tools yet, or our imagination's not firing yet? I mean, everybody's talking about generative AI right now, and now maybe that the public has seen it. I mean, if you talk to AI people, they've already seen all this neural net stuff. They've seen where AI has been going the last few years. But for some reason, the public has seen the power of it in the last couple months. And so now you see the imagination opening up as to all of the products and all of the uses for this. So are you talking about the imagination opening up as to all the possible uses for, reprogramming cells? What are you talking about it taking off?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I'll be clear. I think the AI component is entirely orthogonal to what we're doing. We are building the tools, the programming tools that are sort of they're physical, real world tools that allow you to reprogram the cell mm-hmm. in any number of ways. Then how do you decide how to reprogram those cells? What should the program look like? That intersects that world of AI. We don't, the AI component will help us understand how to get better and better at that programming. Today, it's helping, say, for example, with AlphaFold, we're getting better and better predicting protein folding on the level of a single enzyme, a single protein. But that's a single enzyme. That's a single unit of operation, if you will, within the cell. But where this is going is looking at the cell as an entire factory of those things and how they interact with one another. That is an insanely complex system and process. We will only get there through the combination of being able to write the programs and experiment with different expression patterns and different combinations of enzymes or proteins, and the combination of AI, which will start to help us understand and predict the full programs and get better at writing the full programs that achieve the objectives we ultimately might want to achieve. And I don't know what those objectives might be in the future. That's the thing that I'm very excited to see. We're just, when I say we're not there, we just don't have the toolbox yet to write as quickly and as completely and as much as we need to be able to do to really unlock this future revolution.
Any idea when we might be there, just to take a stab at it?
I like to think Elegen is going to make this possible in the next 5 years.
5 years.
We're going to give scientists the ability to write as much DNA as long as they want, as accurate as they need, as quickly as they can in the next few years. And we're going to feed in tandem with that revolution on the AI side. We're going to feed that revolution around programming biology to do some really exciting and really powerful things.
Matt Hale, founder and CEO of Elegen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Thera. Appreciate the opportunity.